Your thoughts on today's game here at Windsor Park, David?
It's hugely disappointing not to take something out of the game. I don't think we started the game in the right tempo, and so as the game goes on, you know, you get yourself, we concede a, you know, a soft goal from a long ball up the pitch, and after that we get ourselves back into the game. But we got ourselves back into the game up at Solitude, and we let that slip. So that's disappointing. That disappoints me. But I think overall today, I just felt we weren't good enough today, and so it summed it up when we conceded a late goal.
Disappointing, as you say, but we got back into the game. You put on attacking subs. Disappointing that we didn't go on and win the game, and that they end up with a scrappy winner at the end.
Yeah, no, you try and make changes, and we went there back three to get us, and fortunately we got back into the game. But you know, we've enough experience on the pitch to hopefully deal with the ball in, you know, the run, the ball in, and the finishing. We didn't do that today, which that disappoints me, and it's hugely disappointing, especially coming off the back of the last 2-3 weeks. The players have got a few pats in the back and everything else, but when it mattered today, we let ourselves down today, and you know, that's one of the things where you think you've sort of cracked it. Some good away performances, you think you've arrived, and then we get back here on our pitch, and again they lose the first game of the season in the league there, especially at home. So I'm sure the fans are away home disappointed too.
As you said, it's disappointing after the momentum of recent weeks to sort of lose it a bit, but it's now about going on another run, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we need to go again, Portadown next week. Again, I'm sure we'll be backed up with you know, big Linfield support down there. So I wish the game was during the week, because you always want to react quickly. We've got to wait the next Saturday now to go again, and a game of two crucial games left in the month. Where to pour it down and home to ours, and I want us to go full throttle again next week. We didn't start the game at the right tempo. We didn't finish the game at the right tempo that time. We got punished, but we need to go again next week and get ready for a big game at Portadown.
Only the two league defeats, but both against Cliftonville, and both 2-1, strangely.
Yeah, no, again, Cliftonville are a good side. They've got good players. I always say that, but we weren't good enough today. Simple. 1-11. I don't think there was anybody who could hold their hands up and say I was good enough today. And that includes myself. I won't hang the players out to dry. They weren't good enough. I wasn't good enough. And so we've got to regroup and bounce back.
It's only the first home league defeat since this day last year, when, strangely enough, Cliftonville beat us 2-1 here this day last year.
Yeah, right.
So we've got to go on another long.
Yeah, no, we need to. And as I say, last November was disappointing. This November we've picked up a few more points, but I say losing today, that's a sore one. It's a sore one for me, especially. I don't think there was too much in the game. There wasn't too many great chances, and if there was chances, I felt we probably had the better of them in the second half with sort of a couple of half chances. So again, good teams find a way to win. Winning teams find a way to win, and we didn't today.
And put it down next week. They're at the bottom, scrapping for points. So that'll not be an easy game either.
Certainly not. Again, it'll be a big game for Portadown. Linfield arriving, so we'll need to be prepared, be ready, which we will be, hopefully, and regroup ourselves to get ourselves, you know, hopefully back in the picture next week.
And a sad day for everyone at the club. Before our time, but Jim Reid, one of the 7 trophy legends, passed away this morning.
Yeah, very sad. I was speaking to the chairman before and he mentioned that. So as I say, anybody that's been associated with Linfield, I'll have obviously known the name and, you know, the success that he had here in the Magnificent 7 team. So, you know, it'd be a huge loss to the people, you know, his family. And obviously a huge loss to the people, you know, in and around Linfield. Obviously, we had the minutes of applause beforehand for, obviously, Freddie, who works at the club and has been here, again, a long servant. His son passed away during the week. So, again, on my behalf, and on behalf of the club and the rest of the staff, you know, I'd like to certainly pass my condolences to both families.
Hard luck today, David, all right. And all the best for next Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.